This is John Batts, a conversation with Kelly Curry, former diplomat at the UN, now at the Atlantic Council, about drugs out of Myanmar, Burma, via China. How? China and the precursors to Burma, the making of methamphetamines and other dangerous drugs that are then seeded throughout Asia and make their way to North America and South America as well. Kelly describes the chain. China's the driver. China's controlling this. China wants guarantees. I ask in the conversation of Kelly, is there any way the Central Committee doesn't know about this? Kelly said, absolutely not. Here's Kelly Curry to describe a chain of poison that China is abetting and driving and controlling. Much more of this tonight.
Your supply for chemicals, but you need to make sure that none of the drugs come back into China, because they were having a real problem in Yunnan State with this amphetamine, with truckers and everything. And so they made this deal basically with the law in the 90s to divert the supply of the drugs to other markets. And since then, they've flooded the market all over Asia, and they keep innovating, just as they have with fentanyl here in North America. They keep innovating with the methamphetamines. Now, what I think we're going to start seeing, and I think what the article lays out nicely is already happening, is there are already Chinese transnational criminal organizations that are doing money laundering for the drug cartels in the United States. What I think is going to start happening more is you're going to see co-production. You're going to see methods of creating new compounds being transmitted back and forth between these Chinese-backed criminal drug groups in Asia and the Mexican cartels here in North America. And you're going to see more fentanyl production moving to Asia, and more of the fentanyl problem becoming a problem in Asia as it clamps down here in the United States, because China will not cut off these chemical makers because they're a source of revenue.